I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. We find ourselves today in the Sermon on the Mount. The fifth beatitude is mercy, and Jesus tells us, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Mercy is one of those gifts that keeps giving. We are able to extend mercy because God has been merciful to us and not given us what we deserve, which is eternal separation from Him because of our sins. Rather, He has gifted us with the ability to be in a close, intimate relationship with Him as our friend and Savior. I think in today's world and church, we may hear a bit more emphasis on the word grace and possibly less on mercy. After all, grace is getting a gift we don't deserve, and mercy is not getting a punishment we do deserve. They are two sides to one coin. Grace is Christmas, while mercy is not having points on your driver's license for a ticket. And yet, when we reflect on all that Christ suffered on the cross for what we did, we cannot help but be overwhelmed with gratitude and thankfulness to our Creator. His mercy extended to us allows us to extend mercy to others, and they in turn can do the same. Mercy also connotes action. It is not a static state of being or just an internal state of mind, but it takes an act of mercifulness not to take the eye for an eye mentality out on someone. Maybe it's a neighbor or a colleague or a family member who has just been wearing on you to the point of frustration when you want to blow up. In that moment of choosing to show mercy upon them and turn the other cheek, an act of the will has been solidified. It also seems that mercy is one of those gifts that keeps coming around. When mercy is shown to us, it is so much easier to show mercy back. God took the first step in this process by showing us the ultimate act of mercy on the cross. An example that comes to mind of Jesus exemplifying mercy on earth is his forgiveness of the woman caught in adultery who was going to be stoned. He dismissed the stoning crowd by making them all aware of their own sins, as seen in John 8:7, and then forgave the woman of her sins when she should have been condemned as per Jewish law. In the Old Testament, God's mercy can be seen very clearly in the life of King David, as read throughout the Psalms. In Psalm 51, David pleads with God after being confronted by the prophet Nathan, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." This is seen in verses 1-2 of Psalm 51. And we read that God did indeed show mercy and forgive David from his sins of adultery and murder. God could have wiped out David's kingdom, but instead he forgave him and promised that his descendant would even be the Messiah, Jesus. As we reflect on all of this, the beatitude, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy," seems to take new life with God Himself as the ultimate demonstrator of mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy to me personally. Thank you for not treating me as I deserve, but instead showering your grace on me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help me to be merciful to others as you have shown mercy to me. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.